This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The wheat that covers so much of the farmland in eastern Washington year after year appears to have earned the Golden Waves of Grain moniker this year. Washington Grain Commission Scott Yates says this year's crop has growers smiling.
For the most part, this was a really ideal harvest. We had just tremendous seasonal conditions from the time of planting last fall all the way through the winter and into the spring. It was just really very positive conditions.
However, Yates says growers went into the harvest with a wary eye.
Now, falling numbers have been a problem in the past, and of course we were biting our nails whether they were going to be a problem this year. They were not as much of a problem, certainly, as they were in 2016 when we were really hammered with falling numbers problems.
But, he says, not so much this year.
We had a bit of a problem with falling numbers, which of course is a discountable phenomenon, which our exporters insist upon a level of 300 seconds. But we had an average for our harvest this year of 315, so that was very positive.
Tune in tomorrow for more on this year's Washington wheat crop, including an outstanding yield and the trade troubles growers continue to watch.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.